Welcome to the Health Up Podcast. On my podcast, I share everything I know on how to be the best and healthiest version of yourself, focusing on nutrition and fitness. Hello, and welcome back to the Health Up Podcast. Welcome to the 45th episode of my podcast. I am Carly, your host, and very, very happy and thankful and excited that you decided to join me once again on another weekly episode. Yeah, first of all, can you believe it's March already? That's just the first thing I want to put out there. It's literally March. Crazy. 2 months of 2022 are gone. And now we're kind of heading into summertime, springtime, which is probably one of my favorites, especially when the sun starts to come out, which is literally what is happening right now where I live. Like, this entire week, the sky has been so beautifully blue. Like, I've never seen such a beautiful blue sky before, plus an amazing sun the entire day, like literally from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. A beautiful sunrise, beautiful sunset, and wow. Like, when the sun comes out and it gets warmer, I'm kind of like a whole different person. Like, it gives me so much energy, and I don't know. Like, it's crazy. I love the sun so much, and especially like when it's cold outside and the sun is shining, you have a beautiful blue sky and it's like cold, but like the sun is shining, it makes it like awesome and amazing because you appreciate that heat from the sun so much more, like that warmth that comes out of the sun because it's literally cold outside. So amazing. And yes, I've been just talking 1.5 minutes about the weather and spring, but it's okay. Now let's get into today's episode, which obviously, well, the topic more or less, which obviously you all already know about because you read the title and decided to click on this episode. But yes, today I will be talking about a few ways to make healthy eating easier. And why did I choose this topic? Mainly because I feel like way too many people think that healthy eating or eating healthy in general is complicated, and it's literally not. Like, first of all, you can start off by creating like these eating habits, which I talked about, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. I just like talked about how to create long-term healthy eating habits if you want to eat healthy on the long run. But today I just want to give you some tips on, as I said, like make healthy eating easier. You just have to know the basics and the staples, and that will definitely help you so much to make quote-unquote healthier choices. You know that I'm not the biggest fan of the word healthy because everyone interprets this differently. Like, as I said 3 weeks ago, what is healthy for you might not be for me, and vice versa. But that is totally alright. I'm just kind of going to talk about like the basics and what everyone kind of considers as healthy. So yeah, that is today's episode. As always, let's get into the highs and lows. I definitely encourage you to reflect on your week too. It's something everyone should do, so yeah, it's just a little reminder. But let's get into the highs and lows. As always, you know, I have not prepared any highs and lows because I like to do them just like randomly and kind of actually reflect on my week. So starting off with the lows, the first low is that my both ankles, left and right, started to hurt. I really don't know why, actually. Like, in gym class at school, we've been, like, skating. But, like, on the rollers, I don't really know how they're called. Like, I think it's, like, inline skating or something. Like, we've been skating with those. And I don't know, like, since then, my ankles have been hurting very, very badly. And, yeah. That's kind of the low because obviously I don't want my ankles to hurt. I've been kind of applying some cream on that and just trying to rest. On Thursday, I took a random rest day because that was definitely the worst day of all. Like, it was just such a horrible pain. Now, I'm definitely like using this cream I have here and spreading that on my foot, on my ankle, because it's supposed to like make it go away, which is definitely what I want. And I've been using like this kind of sock, which kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, just this the sock, which is like supposed to help your ankle be like a lot more stable, like it's supposed to stabilize, if that's how you say, your ankle. So that's kind of what I've been using, plus the cream. So we hope that this goes away. Today I worked out like as I normally would. I did the same yesterday, and like the pain has definitely gone away a bit. It's definitely still there, but I'm definitely gonna take care of that because I don't want to get in like injured, like actually injured. I feel like this is not a big injury. It's just something that came from this skating, which I did in gym class. So I'm just praying that it actually goes away. So yeah, that's definitely the first low, which I hate, but what can we do, you know? And the second low would be, once again, something school related, as I literally talk about every single week. Well, luckily this week I just had a short week because on Monday and Tuesday we didn't have school. Awesome. I absolutely love that. But afterwards, like on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I feel like I was like a lot more introverted. I didn't really raise my hand that many times because, I don't know, I kind of felt insecure again, which I hate. I don't know why I get so insecure sometimes. So yeah, that's definitely another low. Like, I've been insecure for absolutely no reason. So yeah, those were kind of the two lows, I guess, of this week. Yeah. Now let's get into the highs. High. I really cannot think of a high right now. But I guess the first high, well, yeah, I think the first high can definitely be that I just listened to my body on Thursday and actually took a nice rest day, which I feel like definitely helped my ankles a lot. I cannot imagine how badly of a pain I would have if I actually would have worked out that day, because yeah, no, I don't even want to imagine that. So I'm definitely proud of myself that I just decided to take this rest day and like take it as an actual rest day, feel okay with it, and not really like concerned or like quote unquote guilty or anything. So I just kind of took it with ease, which I absolutely love. So that is definitely a huge high. And I guess another high would be like that on Monday and Tuesday I was relatively productive, even though I didn't have school. And obviously normally you just take your day off and do whatever you want. I still wanted to get a few things done because I had a few to-dos which I hadn't completed in the weekend. So yeah, like definitely another high that I was able to be so productive, which is awesome. Yeah. And another high is definitely today and yesterday, because I have a physics quiz next week and I have to learn around 10 formulas. And I thought I was not going to be able to do that, but like when I went on my walk half an hour ago, I kind of, well, studied, I would say, speaking out loud. Obviously, it looked kind of weird, but I don't care. I studied my formulas and I know every single one of them. Like, I can't believe that I'm actually able to like memorize all of these formulas. So yeah, obviously it's the first time that I've kind of memorized it, and maybe I will forget all of them probably by tomorrow, but still, I'm gonna try to just learn a bit every single day and review a bit every single day so the formulas actually stick in my brain. But yeah, that's definitely another high, because I couldn't even imagine being able to memorize all of them because they're like so complex, and it's like I really don't want to do that, but I actually did, so I'm definitely proud of myself for that. And yeah, that is it for the highs and lows of my week. Before I start, make sure to follow my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. I know I haven't been active on them at all, but I will go back to them. Like, yeah, hopefully. Because it's like I'm seeing all of the other fitness influencers doing this and it looks so fun, and I really just want to document my entire journey. But I'm kind of, it's not that I'm too lazy, I just don't prioritize that, because when I work out, I try to be as efficient as possible because I do work out quite late and I do have a few other things to do after I work out. So like filming is kind of an extra right now, but I will kind of get into that in the following months or weeks or even days. I don't know. We'll see that. But definitely make sure to check out my socials. As I said, Instagram and TikTok are at Carly_fit. And also make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Please make sure to do that. You would totally help me out, and we would reach so many people with my podcast. And it's actually so quick. Like, just on Spotify, you have to mark the stars, and that is it. Super easy. So please make sure to do that too. And yeah, that is it for this intro, which is already 10 minutes long, and I hate myself for that. But yeah, that's it. Let's get started. So let's start off with the biggest tip I have for you guys today, which is definitely going to help you make healthy eating easier. And it is to focus your diet and focus just in general around whole foods. If you don't know what whole foods are, I am not talking about the store, but whole foods are technically just all the foods which are not processed, are not packaged, do not have any added chemicals or whatever. Like, they literally most of the times come right out of earth, such as fruits, vegetables, legumes, grains, etc. And they're just made out of one simple ingredient. Another whole food would also be like any kind of meat. And I personally would also consider dairy as whole foods. I know there is a process behind, for example, like milk or behind yogurts. But it's not like they have that many things added to them. At least when it's like a plain and natural yogurt. Obviously, if you're having like a chocolate flavored yogurt, that is, in my opinion, going to be processed, because it probably has antioxidants, different chemicals. Then it probably also has like chocolate flavor and sugar and stuff. Like, I wouldn't really consider that a whole food anymore. But yeah, as I said, they naturally exist on the planet, on Earth, and are not created whatsoever. And that is probably one of the biggest reasons why our diets should be based around this. Plus, they have such a high nutritional value. Like, they're rich in vitamins, they're rich in minerals, in different kinds of nutrients. And all of that is definitely what our bodies need. So you should definitely base your diet, or like choose the foods which are mainly whole foods, when you are deciding what to eat. And yeah, like, why should we do this? I feel like, you know, that our bodies are made out of cells, and these cells are kind of living beings which make our body, you know? And they're like kind of, I don't know how to explain this, but obviously cells are like real, and you don't want to be feeding them any chemicals, you know? Like, you don't want to give your beautiful body, your beautiful cells, chemicals to fuel themselves. Like, no. You should definitely go for whole foods, which, as I said, are like nutrient dense. They have not been processed whatsoever, with no added chemicals, no extra ingredients, with the foods, what the foods actually most of the times don't need. Like, processed foods have so many extra things which they actually do not need. So please just make sure to base your diet around whole foods if you want to make the first step into like making healthy eating easier. And now you might be asking yourself, how am I supposed to implement this into my day-to-day, into my diet, or whatever? So the first tip I have for you is to think in abundance. I know this might sound weird, but maybe you're thinking of something you can cut out of your meal. And no, instead of thinking what you can take out, cut out of your meal, think of what I can add onto my plate. What is something I can add onto my diet, my plate, whatever. Like, I feel like it's a lot easier and better if you see this more on the positive way, because I feel like cutting out means like restricting, and no, like negativity. But you don't really need to have that. Like, think of something you can add on your plate. For example, if you're having lunch, maybe add an extra like vegetable. Or after lunch, if you want to have something sweet, go for a fruit, like an apple or like berries or whatever fruit you like, you know? So that is kind of the way you can make this more positive. Another way to implement this is, while you're making your lunch, for example, think of a plate and then think of the three main macronutrients and how you can like prepare them to make a meal out of them. obviously, you know that the macros are carbs, proteins, and fats, and I would also add a fruit or veggie in there. So let's, for example, say you want to make a lunch and you need a carb, which could be, for example, rice, a protein, chicken, a fat, maybe like some olive oil where you like make your chicken in, or like it doesn't really need to be olive oil. It can also be like avocado oil, sesame oil, what other oils, coconut oil. Like there's so many kind of oils and you can use them as a great fat source, but I feel like olive oil is kind of the most common and basic one. So let's use that as a fat source and then add a veggie, for example, broccoli. Like that's how easy it is. There you have your healthy and balanced meal. That is it. Like that is kind of the way you can think when you are preparing yourself a meal. Think of a plate and then how you can fill up that plate with the three macros plus a fruit or a veggie. And now you might be thinking, but that is way too boring. I don't want to eat plain rice with plain chicken and plain broccoli. If you like that, that is definitely good for you. And like, I admire you because I really cannot do that. I'm not the biggest fan of that. But you don't need to eat this plain. There are so many ways you can, for example, prepare rice, chicken, and broccoli, like a stir fry, for example. Or you can also like just roast the chicken with some extra seasoning, some extra herbs, you know. Like there's so many multiple and different ways you can just prepare a meal. And there are also like so many food combinations you can do. Like it doesn't need to be rice, chicken, and broccoli. It can also be potatoes, shrimp, and tomatoes, for example. Like there's so many like carb sources, which are whole foods, protein sources, which are whole foods, and also obviously fruits and veggies, which are immediately whole foods. Like you don't really need to stick to a certain food. Let's, for example, do another like let's build up a breakfast together so that you have a better idea of what I'm talking about. So we want to build a breakfast with the three macros plus a fruit or a veggie. So let's start off with the carb for my meal. We want to have a breakfast. Our carb source will be oats. Oats are such great carb source, plus they're high in fiber, which will help your stomach and just your digestion, you know. So our carb for this little example will be the oats, protein source. I wanted to say protein powder, but protein powder is definitely processed, so I don't really know about that, but we could maybe go for some yogurt, which is like high in protein, most of the times even low in fat. So our protein source will be yogurt, plain yogurt, obviously. Carb source, oats. And then a fat source, we can go for some peanut butter or almond butter, whatever you like. And a fruit or a veggie, I would go for a fruit this time, like some banana or some berries. Or, yeah, that's like what I would put on a yogurt bowl. But yeah, that's how easy it is. Like you have your protein, your yogurt, your carb, your oats, the fat, which is a peanut butter, and then your fruit, which are bananas or strawberries. That's how easy it is. That's how easy you can build up a nicely balanced and healthy meal. You just need to think of what exactly you want to have, you know? So yeah, that's another way how you can implement this. And a third way, which will also help you just like make healthy eating easier, is to make more food. Let's, for example, say you're cooking your dinner, and obviously you know that cooking every single day is a huge no, at least for me. Like obviously I really enjoy cooking, but if I have to do that every single day, it does get tiring because I could definitely use that time for something else. So what I really like to do is prepare larger portions of what I'm having. Let's go back to the example of rice, chicken, and broccoli. I'm having that for dinner, and maybe I can cook some extra of like chicken and rice for the next day. And then for the next lunch I have, I could use that chicken and rice and maybe just cut up some tomatoes. Like that's how easy it is. You just like need to encourage yourself to cook a bit more. Save that maybe in the freezer if you want to like make it stay good for longer, or if you just want it for the next day, you can just put it in a little container and then right into the fridge. Like that is so easy, and Like, it's literally easy. Like, you, for example, if you're doing chicken, once again, you can just roast some extra chicken. If you are cooking some broccoli, cook some extra broccoli. Or even when you're, like, preparing your breakfast, cutting off the strawberries, if you are really, really lazy, maybe cut some extra strawberries and wash them so that they're literally there, ready to be eaten. So that the next time you want to go for a meal, you immediately have the ingredients ready. And that will make it so much more easy to just eat healthy. And yeah, it also will save you a lot of time. So that is a little extra, I guess. Another way, which I really like, is to make sure that you're stocked up on the basics. This is also a great tip, because if you don't have, like, the main ingredients or, like, the main whole food ingredients in your pantry, you won't be having that. Like, you won't be eating, quote-unquote, healthy, and you won't be having those whole foods because you don't have them there, and you probably don't want to go to the store extra, like, just to buy your little breakfast ingredients. Like, no. Make sure to have, for example, beans stocked up. Brown rice is also a good one. Pasta. Like, those last for so, so long. And just having them there in your kitchen, and then when you want to make a meal, like, having them there, and they're, like, so easy to prepare, is such a great option. Like, it's not just those. You can also have some granola, like oats. You can have them there. Like, you can also go for nuts, or like, there are, like, so many foods. You can just stock up and put them in your pantry, so that the next time you want to have a meal, you have them there, and you don't really need to think that much. So, yeah, that is kind of a tip. And if you want to have more, like, fruits or veggies stocked up because you feel like you don't really go for them that often, go for the frozen section of fruits and veggies. Like, frozen fruits and veggies last you so, so long. They're just there. They're still rich in vitamins and nutrients and everything. And they're definitely a lot more easy if you are, for example, like, cooking something and you already have, like, frozen broccoli there. Most of the times it's even, like, pre-cooked or something. That makes it even more easy, so that is awesome. But yeah, like, make sure to just have your basics, your beans, your brown rice, your pasta, granola, oats, nuts, whatever your basics are, also some frozen fruits and veggies, just have them there. That's definitely another way which will, like, help you eat healthy, especially if you are at home and don't really feel like making something, but you already have your things there, so you can definitely cook up a nicely healthy and balanced meal. Another tip for you guys is to scroll through Instagram and Pinterest. Yes, I know I never say this. Most of the times I say you should stop scrolling, but no. Now you should definitely keep scrolling, especially if you are, for example, looking at a food blog on Instagram or, like, looking up recipes on Pinterest or even on TikTok. Like, there's so many, like, social media platforms, and there's so many people who share their recipes or healthy and balanced recipes on these platforms, so I definitely encourage you to just scroll through them. I, for example, really like to follow different accounts on Instagram which prepare healthy and easy meals, and then if I see, for example, I post a post with an ingredient, I mean, with a recipe I like, which I maybe would like to cook up in the future, I make sure to save that. Because, yes, you do have the feature to just save posts and kind of, like, put them in folders and organize them nicely so that you can actually find them again. So if you don't really feel like cooking right now, but just saw an amazing recipe, which you definitely maybe want to try out in the near future, make sure to save it. That's how easy it is. And then the next time you don't really know, when you, for example, don't really know what to eat, instead of maybe ordering something, you can go back on your phone, go to Instagram, and just look at that safe post you had. That's how easy it is. So that is definitely why you should keep scrolling through Instagram and Pinterest, especially if you are looking up different like recipes, you know. And also on Pinterest, what I like is that you see the posts of, like, the recipes, and then when you click, like, on the website, most of the times it takes you to a food blog, which has the recipe, like, even in more detail, which is so, so nice. Like, I've literally found one of my best recipes just scrolling through Pinterest, seeing a post, I like this post, and then opening the website, a beautiful food blog with so many good recipes, and there are also like so many good recipes, I mean so many good food blogs out there. And I know that looking up food blogs is kind of difficult because like you don't know them, you know, like it's kind of like you cannot find them if you just Google food blogs, for example. But then when you scroll through a Pinterest, like you see the post and then you definitely find some good food blogs. So those are one of my tips to just how to find good, balanced and healthy recipes. And another tip, which is probably my last one for today, is to make sure that you know your grocery store. This means that you should look around and find out where exactly you can find your fresh and frozen staples. I feel like this will help you not just like save time in the grocery store itself. If you like grocery shopping, that's good for you. No, I actually do really enjoy grocery shopping too. But if you know where your staples are, you're not going to go like to another part of the grocery store with which maybe like has a lot more processed foods, which you maybe don't really want to go for, but if you see them, you will take them. So know where exactly you can find your Whole Foods, your staples in the grocery store, and in the grocery store, and just go to that section and go get the actual food you want. Because if not, you will definitely end up buying whatever you want, most of the times being like processed foods, which are probably not one of your priorities. Yeah, so before I end this episode, I do want to share some smaller and I guess like easier tips. So my first tip, instead of frying your foods, make sure to like either bake them or roast them in some olive oil with seasoning, etc. Because frying, I feel like, obviously, like it's not bad for you, but if you do fry everything every single day, it's not going to be that optimal for your health. So make sure to maybe go for baking your chicken or maybe like roasting it. Like those are kind of the better alternatives, I would say. And also make sure to increase your protein. You know that I am, like I talk about this in I feel like every single episode, but protein is so important for your body. Those are the building blocks of life, and they're just so important. Like they're literally so important, and most of the times like we just tend to not get enough of them in our regular diet. And obviously they're, as I said, important, and obviously important for your body and for optimal health. So increasing that protein will not be bad. And also, if you didn't know this, protein is the most satisfying macro, which means it will like keep you full for longer. I don't know, that's just a little fun extra detail I wanted to tell you guys. And also make sure to look at where you can add things. As I said, it's not about cutting anything out. Instead, you want to be thinking more kind of on an abundance way, positive way, to look at what is what I can add to my plate, what is what I can add into my meal today, some fruits or veggies or whatever whole food you want to add. But make sure to think more positively instead of thinking on this negative way on what can I exactly cut out, you know? And yeah, and lastly, I guess, swap some foods. Like, you don't really need to go for the unhealthier version. There's so many good and whole food options which are better than the processed food version. So instead of going for, okay, I don't really have an example right now, but no, I really don't. But maybe if you come across a food which can be swapped with more of a whole food option, make sure to do that, to just in general be eating more whole foods, which, as I said, are the base of a healthy lifestyle and of a healthy like meal, of a healthy, just of optimal nutrition, you know? So yeah, those will be my tips for today. And also what I just want to make clear before I end this episode is to make sure to do this whole healthy eating process on a sustainable way, meaning that you don't need to eat 100% quote-unquote healthy or 100% whole foods every single day. And it's also not going to happen from one day to another, especially if you are like used to having a more processed diet. Like, you're not going to be able to switch from one day to another. That is not going to be sustainable for yourself. So make sure to actually go in your pace, maybe starting off with having just whole food diets once a week, or maybe having one meal which is whole food based a day. But just make sure to go at your pace, because if you nod and if you rush into this, you will probably end up not succeeding and not really getting into this healthy lifestyle, healthy just way of eating, you know? So make sure to go at your pace, because you want to do this for the long run, for your health, not just right now, but also in the future. So yeah, that's just a little thing I wanted to remind you guys. So that is indeed all for today, you guys. Thank you so, so much for listening to the entire episode. I appreciate you a lot. Make sure to check out my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. Also, please make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You know, it is so, so easy and you would totally help me out. Yeah, make sure to make this day, this week, this morning, whatever, the best of it all. Love you all so, so much. You deserve the absolute world. Have an awesome start into March. Yes, crazy once again. I love you all so, so much, and see you next week back on here with another episode. Bye.